Hey, Mitto.
Hello, Slats.
Lovely to see you, mate. How
good
was your week?
To be here again. Not a bad week, but average tipping, I think, 4 from 8, which is
about right,
not good.
I don't think I got that many.
No.
The two.
It's been tough.
I went Warriors and I went Manly.
And you were looking good.
Crikey, how can the Warriors lose that one?
Because they're the Warriors.
Because they're the Warriors.
Even with Kieran Ford, they're still the Warriors, aren't they?
Yeah. Even Manly.
Watch, mate, here. The first game, Sharks $1.48, Cowboys $2.65. Much of that depends on whether Thurston jogs out or not.
Yeah, number 21, they named him. So there's still a fair bit of doubt whether he'll play or not. You know, it does make a huge difference to what will happen in the game. Cronulla have been really disappointing at home, so I think they'll be motivated to play well. They're a tough football side. They've been winning games through toughness rather than class or, you know, their ability to score tries and create play. Toughness has got them across the line. I'll tip them to win, but again, you know, it's a fairly open one, isn't it, with or without Thurston.
Yeah, look, here are the Warriors, $1.48 favourites at home to the Dragons, $2.65.
They're at home, but they're playing in Hamilton. Yeah,
okay.
Where they've lost all three games that they've played. And their record against the Dragons is absolutely woeful. They've lost 12 of their last 13 games against the Dragons. They're the biggest bogey team for the Warriors, St George Illawarra, although the Warriors do have a few bogey teams. But St George Illawarra are the biggest one of the lot. Even without Widdup and Dugan, I'm going to tip the Dragons to win this one. I don't know what it is about the Warriors. You know, they're inconsistent, you know, across the board. But when they play away from Mount Smart Stadium in New Zealand, they struggle even more than they do elsewhere. So I'm going Dragons.
The Broncos are actually going well, aren't they? $1.16. The West Tigers, $5.25. And Aaron Woods is back for the West Tigers. No Mitchell Moses.
They're up for 6 in a row, the Broncos. The return of Woods will benefit the Tigers. They need that strength in the middle of the field. They were pretty poor last week against the Rabbitohs, and it's hard to go against Brisbane, particularly at Suncorp. They were down, as we said, 14-0 against Manly last week and stormed home. I think they'll do it pretty easy against the West Tigers, who they've got a very good record against.
Titans are favourites. Good win last round. Seagulls, $2.30.
Yeah, I think there's something really special happening at the Titans. You know, their ladder position doesn't really tell it, but some of their performances this year have been the best that they've ever put up. I thought when they played Parramatta on a Friday night early in the season, they had that many injuries, and they got home to win that night. They've beaten Cronulla at Cronulla, and last week to beat Melbourne at Suncorp was, you know, probably one of the finest wins in their history, considering, you know, the number of injuries that they've had, the circumstances, etc. Manly with no Trbojevic, Tom, that is. I think they'll struggle to get over the line. I think the Titans can win up there.
Canberra need a win. $1.60 away from home to the Eels with Mitchell Moses having his first game for Parramatta. They're $2.35. The Raiders, $1.60.
Yeah, Panthers looking as though they're starting to come good. The Raiders are in danger of becoming the team labelled the most underperforming team in the competition, aren't they? The Raiders have been, you know, tipped to make the top four and even go even further this season. They do need a win. The Eels have no Corey Norman at halfback, and he's been their key. Yeah. I think Canberra should win at ANZ.
Okay, can the Knights get on a roll? $3.70, $1.28 Panthers.
Well, it's just over almost 2 years since they won two straight, the Knights, so I think it might be a little bit beyond them. They did extremely well last week to beat Canberra, but the Panthers, wow, they beat them 40-0 at Penrith earlier this year. Things clicked for the Panthers on that occasion. They are away from home this week, but I'll go Panthers to win it.
Bulldogs $2.85, the Roosters $1.43. We just heard from Aidan Tolman.
Yeah,
always good to chat with him.
Was listening to Aidan, and he was a bit he couldn't really explain the performance last week, and they were a bit like that. Some days you're going to get that from the Dogs. You just don't know what to expect. Whereas the Roosters were absolutely white hot against Parramatta, and they didn't really let up. They got close to the 50 against the Eels last Sunday, and the way they're performing, I think Latrell Mitchell, his comeback after a three-week break, it was pretty special from him. In that kind of form, it's really hard to tip against the Roosters.
And finally, mate, the Rabbitohs, $3.15, and the Storm, $1.36.
In WA, at Perth's NIB Stadium, this game Sunday, it'll come to us 6 o'clock or 6.30 on Sunday night. Hard to tip South. They did perform well last week. They bounced back against the West Tigers, but Melbourne, having suffered that loss, I think Craig Bellamy will have driven it into them this week. Their defensive game will be a whole lot better.
I reckon it was the wettest game I ever saw It was a couple of years
ago,
wasn't it?
It was a few years back. Johnny Lang was coaching South.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Well, when he remember Johnny Lang did that big swan dive? Yeah.
So let's hope it's good weather for him over there in Perth. It's a long way to go for a game of footy. Good on you, Middo.
Thanks,
well
boys.
Well done, Middo. Great to see you.
We'll post them Facebook.
Yeah, we'll aim for better than
them.
Four this week.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks.
See you next week. Hope you put up with Rabs beautifully. How's Rabs going?
He's going beautifully.
He's
like a well-oiled machine.
Isn't he a good man? Some great stories. I love when he tells stories.